Hello, Mrs. Fisher. I'm James Telford. I was told you would be here.
Oh, of course. Paul's father. Hi. Nice to meet you. Please take a seat.
Thank you. So how is my son doing in class?
He's doing very well. Paul is a very pleasant child, with a great sense of humor and a lot of enthusiasm. I enjoy having him in my classroom, and if he is interested in a subject, his contributions are intelligent and well thought out. When it comes to the duller stuff, however, he does have an attention span problem, and that's what I wanted to speak to you about.
He's not so bad at home, I have to say. He's got his hobbies and spends most of the time in his bedroom tinkering with his electronics and so on. And in front of the TV, he's happy for hours.
The television doesn't require much from the child, Mr. Telford. It's a passive kind of activity, where you simply receive without any input of your own. In this way, it has a negative effect on the child's ability to pay attention to one thing for long periods, because the child grows used to this constant stimulation. Hobbies are much more important.
Oh, he's a great one with his hands. I don't imagine he'll do anything purely mental in the future. Perhaps that's half the problem.
It could be, Mr. Telford, but unfortunately, there are areas of learning that are not the most stimulating in the world, and that's unavoidable.
What, for example? Is there no way of jazzing it up a bit?
It's hard to jazz up handwriting, and it's hard to jazz times tables up. That's all.
Well, I can't say I was a big fan of math when I was at school. It was all too abstract for me, and to me, abstract is an instant turnoff, even now. Isn't there a way to make it all more practical and concrete?
I do try, Mr. Telford. Whenever we look at math, we treat it as an everyday necessity. I would have thought that with electronics as a hobby, he'd be much more serious about it. I just think he's not keen on numbers and needs a bit of extra help. Who guides him at home?
I hardly get time to assist him with his homework, but I'll try and have his mother give him a hand. I just wish I'd known about this earlier.
Well, I don't like to worry parents when there's no real need. I thought it was just a phase he was going through, but now I feel we must make a concerted effort to make sure he does start to work hard again before he falls right behind.
It's certainly his age, though, Mrs. Fisher. That kid was as quiet as a mouse around the house for years, and suddenly he had friends coming around, shouting and running all over the place. I was pretty pleased about it, to be honest, but I can imagine it causes problems in the classroom.
I don't mind liveliness, Mr. Telford. And it was quite a relief to see Paul settled in at last. He was very solitary at first, and often I'd find him quite upset about one thing or another, so to have him like this is positive for me. But if his enthusiasm for, say, the history project he did on the Vikings could be channeled into math, he'd find, I think, that very soon he'd overcome the difficulties he's been having and maybe even start to enjoy the subject.
Is there anything extra he could do in his own time? I think it would be a good idea as long as it wasn't too much like a lesson and more of a fun way of looking at the subject.
There's a very good book on math by an author called Scott Weltman. It's like a story that you could read together. And in the story, there's these little puzzles. Math puzzles. You have to solve in order to move to the next part. I'll find out the name of the book and give it to you.
That'd be great.
Again, Paul is a good student, and he's a pleasure to teach. I'm sure he'll achieve great things.
I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you for coming.
No, thank you. Your dedication is very reassuring. Have a nice afternoon.
Now listen again.